Philadelphia's city charter demands that elected officials resign their position to run for a new office. Many blame it for encouraging politicians to stay put instead of trying for higher office. Councilman David O. introduced the charter change amendment, saying it could increase the city's political influence statewide.
When they don't engage in statewide politics, which is governor, lieutenant governor, treasurer, auditor general, that type of thing, they are not out there engaging people and politicians around the state about what Philadelphia brings to the table. So win or lose, that advocacy is important for us. Now, should they win, then we have someone in a position of statewide power who is able to look at Philadelphia as part of the solution to the state's problems.
City Councilman Jim Kenney's name's been thrown around as a possible candidate for mayor. He hasn't made any announcement of his intentions. Then he would have to resign his seat. Kenney tried and failed to make this change 7 years ago.
I just think it makes it more difficult to get people involved in public life when they have to jump off a cliff without a parachute. Most of my decision-making process in my future is based on economics. I mean, I'm not Tom Wolf. I don't have the ability to write a check and fund my campaign and pay my bills and pay my daughter's tuition and do all the things that everybody else has to do. But to expect somebody to give everything up to run for an office that you don't know if you're going to win or not is asking a big thing.
In 2006, Mayor Nutter did just that, leaving his council seat to run for mayor. Even so, he thinks the rule should stay.
I resigned in June of 2006, the primary was in May. I felt like I needed, for my own particular candidacy, I felt like I needed a little more time than others have more traditionally resigned in, November, December of the year before an upcoming election. Everyone has to make their own decision, and it's a tough decision. There's no question about it. You're taking income out of your household. You're not going to have a job for a while. And so, yes, it is risky, but, that's the way it goes in politics.
Council President Darrell Clark is said to be mulling a run for mayor. He lobbied to make sure the charter change would prohibit people from running for mayor and council at the same time.
I think that is a challenge as a person who actually went through that when I ran for a special election and for the nomination of my full four-year term council seat. It is somewhat of a challenge, actually almost causing me to lose my four-year term.
Now it's up to the voters to decide if they want to give politicians the freedom to run for a second job while keeping the one they have. Councilman Kenney is not optimistic they will go for it.
I don't think it's going to pass again, frankly, and I hope people vote for it, but I won't be surprised if they don't.
Matt Wolf is the Republican candidate in a special election for a city council at large seat. He's against the change, calling it a power grab for the current members of city council.
The current rule is good public policy. The change they want to make is bad public policy, and it's calculated simply to increase the power of the people that voted unanimously for it, and not in what's in the best interest of the voters, which is typical of the way the city's been run for 60 years.
If the change is approved, it will not apply to next year's mayoral contest, so it would not help the next crop of would-be mayors on council. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.